Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yep.
I just heard about that. Feliz Dia de los Reyes.
Feliz Dia de los Reyes.
Yep. Just passed.
Did any of you guys get the baby?
No.
Did any of you guys even cut a rosca?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
But damn, I'm the only one that didn't cut a rosca this year. Usually I'm a part of activities like that.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Yeah. Why were you not?
I was playing baseball all weekend, you guys. Dead ass.
Okay, but that was yesterday. This was on a weekday. It was on a Monday.
You're recovering from playing baseball?
No. On yesterday, I was busy. But it's different now because I'm not a kid where my mom has to drag me with my tia.
To do it? Have to show up somewhere.
I have to show up and I would just go over there and there'll be like a chance to see my cousins on a Monday.
Yeah.
But now that I'm an adult, it's like, it's different. I do what I want.
I know.
But also, my mom didn't invite me. I'm kind of, you know what? What if she did a rosca and I just wasn't invited?
You should call her right now and see if she did a rosca and you were not invited. And you know what? Knowing your mom, she probably cut a piece for you.
How old?
Who's cutting your mom's rosca right now?
Hey, yo. Wow. Who's cutting your mom's rosca? Who's cutting our mom's rosca?
Oh my god. My mom needs a bacchiotomy, so hopefully nobody.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. Thank God your mom.
But I think it's probably true.
What's
right?
A bacchiotomy?
A bacchiotomy. Her back is fucked up.
Oh.
Who fucked up your mom's back?
It's because somebody hit her. No, not like that. Ah, fuck.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. Hey, how old were you guys when you guys had to go to fucking Ash Wednesday on your own? That's like the most adult shit. Your parents stop taking you, you just have to go.
To figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was so trash.
What the fuck time is it?
That shit was so
I don't know
trash.
What time it is to go.
That was the only time I ever felt Muslim. Mom was like, no carne till Friday. or some shit like that, you know?
It makes you feel Muslim?
Yeah, because, you know, they can't eat a certain thing, but they can't eat it forever. I just can't eat it for
those
a week.
Days, yeah.
Because what is it, Monday? Is it Monday through Friday?
Wednesday. No Wednesday to Friday.
What's no carne?
It's Ash Wednesday and then Good Friday.
Every Friday in Lent, stupid.
Yeah. That shit did suck. It was so hard to, like quit.
You're
like,
not supposed to eat red meat.
Red meat, right?
Red meat and shit like that.
That's terrible.
I'm actually on a
Lent's coming up.
No red meat diet for a month.
Okay.
And is this because of Big Swift?
No. But yeah, I'm being pescatarian for the month, seeing how it goes. But it's hard when
Wait, so
you
no
realize,
chicken either?
No, that's white meat.
That's white meat.
Chicken.
Okay,
yeah. I mean chicken. But it's hard because then you realize that like everything is red meat, like fucking pepperonis. Pepperonis is red meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then like hot dogs, you can't eat hot dogs. Like mm-hmm. I'm just realizing everything I'm grabbing in my fridge, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, I don't usually eat hot dogs. Hot dogs isn't like, I don't wake up and like for dinner hot dogs today.
No, not hot dogs. More so like huevos con weenies. Smacks. Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
You also don't wake up and do huevos con weenies. You come straight here.
No, not every morning, but like on Saturdays.
That is true.
Yeah.
I haven't drank soda and ate chips in the last 8 days.
Okay. Let's go.
No, it's fucking depressing, you guys.
Okay.
It's not.
And then I'm like a fiend. You know what I did the other day?
What?
I really wanted a sip. No, sniffed it.
You sniff chips?
No. I grabbed a soda and it was cold as fuck in my mom's fridge because I'm her neighbor. And I opened it. I took a good sip and I dumped it all, the rest. And she's like, you're wasting my fucking money. And I was like, it's just, you got to understand. You know, trust the process with me.
Yeah.
And I've been feeling good, man. I've been going to sleep, like, early for me is, like, 11, 12. Usually it's, like, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been, like, at 11, 12 vibes.
That's what's up.
I've been hella busy, so it feels good. Yeah. It feels good.
I'm doing
eating chicken.
Yeah.
And then also I haven't been eating red meat like that, no cap.
Okay.
Good. Okay, so before, and I know we've been on a break from the pod. Honestly, you guys were supposed to get a vlog in between that time, but it's just taking forever to edit, so our bad.
Sorry.
But usually we give each other what their 2025 resolution should
be.
Yeah.
Can your 2025 resolution be to get a phone case?
Oh, because of my phone?
It is so bad,
you know,
bro.
Crazy? I've been judged
you
about
scare
this.
Me.
I've been judged about my phone for the last
Look
2 weeks
at that.
Have ever.
Yeah, he dropped it in Vegas, too.
It's the front screen isn't cracked. The back screen is all cracked.
Yeah,
the
but guess
back...
what? My cameras still work. That's crazy. I just skips everything but the camera.
Know.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna get a new phone.
In Terminator,
week.
Is it Terminator?
Yeah,
where
Terminator.
The robot is kind of half face.
Yeah.
Like that's what the screen.
I'm definitely
the back screen
I'm definitely
like...
thinking of getting two phones like you. I need another phone. But yeah, it's bad. It's
but
really bad.
Can you get two cases too with your two phones?
Please, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd appreciate that.
Why don't you have a case? Why don't you use it?
Because the case I have is a really nice case, but it's not exactly for my phone. So I have to take it out every time I plug the charger in.
Bro, they make cases.
Yeah, for whatever
fit
phone.
Your
yeah,
phone.
But it's probably for the phone you had before, huh?
Yeah, but some fool was like, hey.
So dumb.
Some fool was like, hey, I want to make you a case. He's like, what phone you have? And I was like, I really don't know, but it has the three cameras in the back.
So
you told him the wrong one.
He guessed.
And then I think it's just a little, yeah.
Tell him to make you another one.
Yeah, but then he probably wanted me to post him on my story. And I feel like posting that food. But he made me a nice case.
Stores make cases too, you know.
Just one
you
day,
can
one
them
story
post. You
could
pull it to Target
post.
And be like, oh, what's my iPhone number? Boom. And then,
yeah. You could get them on Etsy. You could get them on Amazon. Yeah, I think I got this on Etsy.
What, the case?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like on your Chrome hard drive.
It was like $30.
You're like, ah. Oh.
Is this a new chain that you have?
Mm-hmm.
I like
but,
it.
But what's like, is this like your, like,
I actually think
this is giving me like you're starting to get your assay vibes.
What the fuck?
Oh, because of cross.
Like the chrome and like you're getting
what
like.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything? I'm not.
Yeah, I know you're giving me just like you're open to new things. Like, am I lying?
No.
Like you get like you
butt play?
It's crazy. Just because I'm wearing this.
No, no, but you got like you're matching. Like matching.
He's not
ring.
Matching.
No,
oh,
no, no, no.
His
matching
jewelry
like your,
is
your,
matching.
Like your ring and your.
I mean, you know.
If like it's
you get, yeah,
coordinated.
Like, you know, they're just trying to coordinate it better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Vic has always been the most stylish of us.
Yeah, yeah. He's very much hip more than we are.
But he's stepped it up. If you're not watching on YouTube, make sure you check out the fit. The
yeah,
boy.
It's getting bit. Like a
I'm
little.
I'm trying to dress older too. That's the thing too. Like I've been.
It's
like,
not getting older.
I've been doing my best to like.
I don't
look at this hat.
I don't know not like, one man over 30 that has a matching phone case and a chain.
Yeah, your phone case matches your chain.
Hold on, give me one second. It's my brother now for our stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do that.
We're going to have to cut. There's no way that we're going to.
The what? All right. But just make sure you lock up the house, and then I'll pick up the key and the clicker from you for later on.
The house auto locks. He says close the door.
All right. Fuck them, all. I forgot a fucking Little Miss 3. That was a lame. All right, back. All right, there we go. All right, we're back.
Tell them by lock up the house, you just mean
close. Yeah. So you're older now.
I'm trying to do my best. I'm not fully, like, transformed, but I'm in the process of giving away a lot of clothes.
Because you're getting fatter or skinnier?
No, just like, older stuff.
Oh,
like,
you have a lot of clothes.
Like, get rid of stuff, yeah.
I do that once a month.
How do you get rid of it?
How do you get rid of it?
I just throw it all in the little hallway of my house, stack it up, things like a lot of shit I have double, stack it up, I send it to the group chat, first come, first serve. Come get it or come get
your
with
homies.
It.
Okay.
And all the homies, it's like a scavenger hunt. And the first one that gets there gets all the fly shit. The homies be getting $300 sweats for free.
Yeah.
And it's just all, but I'm a big fool. So it's only certain homies could come, but a lot of my homies dress super baggy.
Yeah.
So it works out for them either way.
And fuck it, it's cold right now, blankets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shit. So them fools are. So what I do is like when I get a new batch of fresh shit, it's not even that big.
For Matt? Yes, it is.
For Matt?
Yeah, but Matt's the only one that doesn't reply. But I do like the new little cross looks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just proud of you. You know,
bro. You got what are you talking about? You got a Van Cleef. You got a Van Cleef delivered to the show the other day. That was the most player shit I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm saying something. Lying.
Where is it?
It's at the house.
Oh, thank God you didn't lose it, bro. I'd be scared with you losing your jewelry.
Yeah,
like if it's mine.
I've lost my fuck. I lost the ring. Before.
I know you posted it the other day. I was like, he don't got that shit no more.
Yeah, I lost my ring. I was super depressed.
Where did you lose it again?
The strip club. Okay, what the fuck, Dick? What's wrong with you? Anyways, me and Vic were in Vegas together.
Yeah.
Tell me about Vegas.
That was fun.
Well, the first night, we're supposed to go together
early
in the morning. But it honestly ended up working out perfect that we didn't go together because I ended up not seeing him that night because he was having...
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to him and his family.
No, because... So I ended up hanging out with my cousin and his wife and my tío and my tía.
The next day, it went hard.
Yeah,
good.
Really hard.
Yeah, I saw him, because he was like, come to my hotel. And I'm like, all right, I'm on my way right now. Wait for me by the bar. I'm on my way. I get there, this fool's not answering his fuck. And he wasn't answering. I was like, man, what the fuck? So I called Uber from where I was at to his hotel, and I got to call another Uber back to my hotel. So we do that, but I'm already lit. So, I mean, it kind of ended up working out. Mm-hmm. The next day, we linked up with these fools. We went to go eat. I learned how to play roulette.
Nice.
Lost all my money.
Yeah, lost did. All my
money. Usually, there's beginner's luck with roulette.
Did you win
a little bit?
I had beginner's luck, and then I started getting cocky in that bitch.
Yeah.
I started getting cocky, and then we dislinked, and then we linked again. We linked again at karaoke.
Nice.
Oh, we went What's to Fremont.
Oh, no, no, no.
We went to Fremont.
Went to Fremont before. We went to Fremont. And then I went to go do a podcast with Los Hijos de Garcia.
Nice.
Vic was supposed to come.
Yeah.
But he, you know, Diva was getting dressed, so extra shit.
I was just tired, bro. Yeah, we were still hungover from the night before.
Yeah. And then we linked up at karaoke and got plastered.
We got fucked up.
What's your karaoke song, you guys?
We did.
Don Omar and
for Romeo Santos.
Romeo Santos.
Ella yo.
Ella yo.
What? Who's Don Omar? Who's Romeo?
You know what? I want to say that Vic killed me with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Because you know Puerto Ricans.
It's
and
karaoke.
No, but what
They're
I'm saying
written
is
on the screen.
It's like no, but it's like big Spanish words that I'm like trying to translate.
Oh, okay,
And Vic had
We have the videos.
And so who was?
Vic was Romeo. I was Don Omar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was fucking fun, but we ended up getting plastered.
All right, watch this.
Oh, they're so so ready.
But it got like hella intense, right? Like it was like,
have to sync it up.
And then we ended up getting just plastered
because the fuck we were like, okay, so I had got there, I was waiting on them for a little bit because they were doing the podcast, so it was just me and Jordan at first, so I was, you know, serenading her, whatever. And then
voice of an angel.
And then once they got, and we just had a couple of drinks. I think we had like 2 drinks each. And then as soon as Duno and Los Hijos got there, oh my God, they're like, let's just get 2 bottles to start. Mind you, it's only 8 of us.
What?
So it was like, just to start. And I'm just like, Let's do it.
We're in Vegas.
My
you know?
Paisa homies, dog. They start 2 bottles to start. I was like, I already knew how this night was going to end. So we got fucked up because it was nonstop shots the whole time. It was just nonstop shots.
And it was like, you know, like, you know, like shout out to Asian, because when they drink. So you get, they don't even have regular little shots. They got just double shots.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of hard when you're paisa because it's like, fuck it, let's just pour the whole thing if we're pouring already. Bro, I got so fucked up. I got shit faced.
Jordan threw up in the parking lot.
Wait. Oh, I remember that. Jordan told my little bitch that she was her favorite out of all my little bitches she's met.
Is that the one that you flew out?
Yeah, she flew herself out this time, though.
Nice.
I swear to God, why would I deny it? If
I believe you.
No, but yeah, Jordan told her, you're like, out of all the ones I met, you're my favorite. I said, Jordan, God.
She tells them all that.
Yeah.
It's helpful. Let them know they're like.
No,
but they were having a good time.
They were having a great time. It was a dope-ass time. It was like.
That's good.
And it was like, that shit was funny. Seeing Vic. Saying AIO was comedy as fuck. Mm-hmm. That was like the most funniest ever. What'd you do for New Year's, actually? Chill with the babies?
What do we do at New Year's? Went to catch me, Jorge, the boys, David.
I seen the Flicka.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I seen the Flicka.
And I like it. Yeah, I like it because, like, for the boys, we got it done at 9. Because you could do New Year's at 9.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because the East Coast.
East Coast, yeah.
And then we were not that world.
Yeah.
You're not that old.
No, but like, it felt good to
it felt good at night. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you guys were like in little suits.
The boys were in suits. Yeah.
Was awesome. It Jorge too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jorge was in suits. Yeah.
That's
a
good time to just dress up. I dressed up that night.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's like it's a rare occasion.
Very festive. Yeah. Did you have? So you had a New Year's kiss? New Year's, yeah.
No, not really. Cause I was checking in the hotel during the situation.
At 12?
Yeah, because
they were running late.
We Me and the homie Matt kind of went on like on a two man.
So he was your New Year's kiss.
I was right next to him near. He could have been.
What'd you guys do?
Nah, I think I was like checking in, and then it was like, hey, and then I was like, Happy New Year's, my boy. He's like, Happy New Year's, fool. And you know, he's like, two more success and keep leading. I was like, hey, fool, shut up, let's go have fun. But I hugged him tight. But Matt's small. So you know, like, if I hug him too tight, I might manhandle that fool. So I was just like, Happy New Year's, my boy. And then we went outside, did the whole thing, we got ready, and then went to go meet up with Vic, but asked me. I was dying.
Matt was so fucking happy he found some glasses. He's like, oh, I fucking found these glasses, dude, dog.
So mad. I think he found some Gucci.
Oh, he came like, up on, you know, some, on glasses.
Not Gucci, the one with the little tiger.
It was a, I forgot what they're called.
Like a Jaguar, it's like on the side of the glasses.
Jaguar?
Yeah, I forgot what they're called, but yeah, he.
Ed Hardy.
But he was so happy. Funny. He's like, bro, look at these, I found them. I found these fucking glasses. Somebody just left them.
He found them at Taos by the DJ. They might have been the DJs at Taos.
Yeah.
But overall, a good time. And, yeah. then we found a dope Mexican restaurant inside Fremont that had the longest fucking line ever for no reason.
In
fucking
Fremont?
Yeah, it's like it's literally like a little hole in the wall. Yeah. It looks like TJ vibes.
It literally looks like That's TJ tight. When you step
and
in.
And we just went in there. We had some birria ramen because everybody was a little hungover.
That shit was fire.
And we just vibed out, drank, played roulette, and then we all want to go do our own thing, came back, man.
Yeah, your girl won hella in roulette. I won like 200. No, I won like 120 bucks.
Yeah.
But she won and you lost everything.
Well, technically. Technically, I still won.
Why? Because she's the prize?
No, because she won. Money.
You took her money?
You took her money?
Yeah, I'm a pimp out here.
No, you're not.
Pimp these hoes.
No, you don't.
What do you call it when you're, for what did Sharpie to say when he had bitches from different cities? Like, you're out of state? Like, there's like a word for like an out of state pimp. Like, when you have hoes in like other cities. No. I could have just said that. Look at it. There's like a word for it. Damn, now I'm stuck on the word. But I'll find it.
It was a good time though.
But she's your girl.
No.
He just called her your girl, and you were
my girl
okay
at
with
the moment.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? This year is
at this moment. Is she your girl?
No, I'm a changed man this year.
At this moment. She was with you this year. She was with you at the beginning of this year.
She wasn't with me during countdown though, because I was with Matt. So Matt is my girl.
Matt is my girl.
I'm starting to just, you know, take it tranquis.
Yeah.
Take it tranquis this year.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean you have one girl, or does that mean you have more girls, or does that mean you have no girls?
I'm starting to realize that I gotta stop doing the lovey-dovey shit and just fuck bitches get money.
According to this podcast, all you do is fuck bitches get money, according to you on this pod.
But I fall in love. Like, I fall in love all the time.
You've never told us you're in love on this podcast.
That's not true.
Yeah, he's told us, like,
I've been in love. I've told you about my ex-loves. You're right. Things happen, you know, new year, you know what I'm saying? The year's fresh.
Are you in love with anyone right now?
No.
How many situationships did you leave in 2024?
That's good.
None, they all came with me. So certain things you can't leave from the iCloud. You got to transfer them into a new phone. Transfer them to the new year. It's a new year, you know what I'm saying? It's a new year. And what is your new year resolution?
Nothing. No more drinking.
I'm dry January.
You already don't fucking drink.
I do drink. You make me drink.
No, well, I don't know if I should say it, but no, we for sure did.
You for sure.
Dry January, motherfucker. We got plastered the first day.
But that was a practice week.
It's a practice week.
Vic makes a great point that the January 6th, the Dia de los Reyes, could be the start of.
Oh, that is, you know.
Well, since I left Vegas, I haven't drank anything.
I back you. I only drank Friday. I didn't drink the whole weekend. I literally was playing baseball all weekend. I would love for you guys to come this Sunday. Where? If you guys want to come play baseball.
I'm free.
I'm down.
Yeah, we played on Saturday the first time, and me and the homies had a good time. We're like, we should tell the rest of the homies. And we told them, and we had like a 9-on-9. They got I was playing baseball from 11 to 6 p.m.
Damn.
That's all day.
Yes. Awful. And it was like, I felt like the sandlot. It's been a while. Me and my homie were just vibing, having a good time.
Do you guys want potato balls from Portals? I'm going to order.
Yes. Yeah. Don't you guys fucking know the guys here?
No. Yeah, but no, we still got to order.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, get potato balls. Those are nice. Oh, also, I'm like my fifth comedy show in already, and it's only.
That's fire.
I'm trying to count how many comedy shows I do, even like the shows that aren't really mine. Just, exactly, just the shows I'm popping up at.
Yeah.
So it's
five in what, it's been 7 days?
It's a great year for Latinos too, man.
We have not recapped the comedy show.
We haven't.
Oh, we haven't.
Oh, good, that show was so much fun.
It was so good.
It was good. So fun.
Letty wants to be a comic now?
Yeah. No, she was killing it.
Do I want to be a comic or was I told I should be a comic?
Letty was getting stronger throughout the night.
Yeah, bruh. It just...
Yeah.
How'd you guys like doing back-to-back shows? Was it like a different, like a different feeling?
I liked it.
Just like a different vibe?
I liked it because it made me feel like we put everything out there. Like, it was... Just like, I was like, not tired in the middle, but I was just like, okay, well, we have something else to do. You know what I'm saying? And it made me take it easier and shit. But nah, that shit was fire.
That was, I would love to do it again.
I'm glad. And shout out the comics that came out, by the way, too.
Yes.
George Perez, Concrete, Jerry, Narciso, Monique. Just everybody, bro. Edwin San Juan.
That dude killed it.
That's my guy right there. End? Oh, geez. You never know who's going to come out at the Brownback Comedy Shows. And
the good, we didn't either.
Yeah,
we had no idea.
We're honestly like,
shout out Marty.
Yeah, shout out Marty.
Shout out Marty.
Shout out everybody. Shout out West Covina Laugh Factory. Shout out Harry and his wife.
Yes. He was so nice, and she was really sweet.
Yes.
That vlog is coming soon, you guys. If not already, and if it comes out, ASAP. Like, whenever we have it, we're dropping it.
Yeah. Like, so ASAP. ASAP. Super ASAP. We're just gonna upload
and
it.
Just
and
bonus content.
But it was dope seeing you guys come into like my world.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you would invite us to the radio shit before you guys were doing it.
Yeah.
And we would come and just vibe out with you. Like, I remember me and my homies went to, before the Hollywood casino thing was cracking.
Yes.
You hosted like the
like
first
a,
week.
Like a, the first like week the it opened. The World Cup something.
The World Cup game.
And you were there.
And Mexico lost.
Mm-hmm.
We could have won, but that's when they scored the banger free kick.
Yeah.
But then Argentina still beat their
Qatar
by a goal and Mexico was out.
Yeah.
But Letty invited me. She's like, hey, come.
That was so cute.
I don't know if anybody's going to come. And I was like, oh, I'll go with all the homies. I've never been there.
Yeah.
It was like the first week open. Yeah. We went. And it was dope seeing you like do like the radio host at
an event.
What do you guys call them again? The pop-ups?
Radio Hit.
Or like,
The radio hit, yeah. So it was dope seeing you do that. But it was dope seeing you guys at the Laugh Factory and shit like that.
It was cool. I just liked that everybody back stage had such a dark sense of humor like us.
It's terrible, right?
Yes,
like comics is like it's like a very like
dude.
I don't want to say anything stupid because I'm just getting made fun of.
No, it's like you could anything goes. Like you could say whatever and everybody's just like, that's a good one. But you should say the mom next time. You're just
Danny.
Like,
Danny.
No, Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry Garcia, like he'll listen to everybody and like when we came back, he's like, hey Vic, do this, add this, boo boo.
Yeah.
Like that's tight.
Yeah,
it's like
that was cool.
Yeah, because we're not something big between a lot of us there that were there. But when I went on the road for the first time, I would get off stage and right before Jerry would get on, he'd be like, "Tag this here." Like he's kind of like fucking me and Concrete call him our sensei.
Yeah,
he's like our OG. So he tags us. He lets us know where we should put certain shit, and it's dope.
That's the way my brain works too. I feel like I'm like that in radio. Like then, do it this way, angle it this way. Like it's just a cool way that his mind worked.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really tight.
And then it was dope seeing you guys too have fun on stage and kind of just, cause even like Dark Letty like was coming out and I was like, oh, see, cause I think when you announced it like a comedy show, I think people kind of like let their guard down a little bit. So I enjoy.
They're already there expecting to laugh and to party and bullshit, and that's what I like, cause it's not like you're trying to make people in a regular room laugh. It's like they're there and they're open to you being however you are.
More freedom to like say certain shit. I noticed it was like I was saying certain jokes and I was just like, oh shit, like everybody's like receptive because it's like that's what they're here for.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like they're not here to like not laugh.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And it was tight because Vic's girl was on stage on the first show. And then the second show, Vic's girl's parents came.
Yeah.
And they were on stage. And I think it was the first time you had met one of
them.
The mom.
Yeah.
Oh, so you met the dad before the mom?
Yeah.
But like,
wow, you kind of did it backwards.
Kind of,
It was so tight to me because they're on stage and we're fucking ass. We're dumb. Yeah. We're saying dumb shit. We made it seem like Vic was going to propose.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Her dad was like, that's the only time he wasn't laughing.
Yeah. And the dad was really, like, he was laughing along.
Yo, he was laughing at every
It's funny because, and like how you, like, we're looking at it while the comics are on stage, we're kind of looking at it from the side.
Yeah.
And then we have a direct point of view towards them. And it's like, in comedy, like, there's just a lot of shit that, like, maybe sometimes girls won't like or guys won't like. Like, you know, like sometimes, like shout out Young Beavs, amazing guy, big, good, hearted, the taller looking one.
Yeah, yeah.
His jokes a lot about him having sex with his wife, and like he had a joke about him doing like the tornado with his dick or something. And it's hilarious.
That was awkward because we're standing right next to his wife as everything's happening. I'm
and
like,
she's so mellow compared to
so chill. I'm like, y'all do that?
Yeah. And she was like, she's like, he's fucking dumb. Like, you're like, but seeing like for a girl, be like, oh wow, he's wild. But for Vic's dad, it was like, I mean, for Vic's
father-in-law.
Yeah, for Vic's father-in-law, he was like, like
he was laughing at the dirtiest, nastiest jokes. Yeah. I'm like, I fuck with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's the tornado on your swagger. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That part. And she was really cool, too.
And she's a white woman.
Yeah. That's cool that Jordan brought that. And shout out Jordan for doing that. Yeah. That was a really cool little moment.
They had a great time.
Yeah, it was really cool.
They already asked. They were like, when's the next one?
Si, Fredo went.
Yeah, my dad was there.
She had like two moms that day. Fucking Jordan, because Si, Fredo's new girl could kind of be, they look alike a little bit.
Yeah, they're blonde.
And then you switch her over to her parents' side, and then I was like, oh, I guess it makes a lot of sense. But she's a bro. I told Jordan, I was like, hey, fool, you're a white girl, dick.
Because her mom's white.
Fool, her mom looks like a white lady.
Her mom is Colombian and Irish. So.
Mom, and I hope she's not, won't get mad at this.
Yeah.
Her mom looks like the meme of the white girl that's like this, and it's like when you're at a Mexican restaurant.
We're like, she says like enchiladas.
Yeah, like,
no, but the funny part is that she speaks great Spanish.
I bet.
I know what you're saying though.
Yeah, she does. As Huera,
it's one of the McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon. Yeah.
It's Huera. It's Huera, and just it makes her like the fact that the joke been playing along that you're dating a white girl is like her mom like stabbed the joke. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the reason
kept saying Vic's white family.
And the reason we sang AIO was because I was explaining to Vic that it's a different feeling when you see Aventura in live. And Jordan was like, who's Aventura? And then I was like, oh my God.
Okay, that's not, she's just young.
No, I know Aventura. No. Letty. Letty.
No, because that's like some super cultural, Latino shit.
No, because my girl for 2024.
For 2024.
She also didn't know Aventura because like Jordan, they're second generation. They didn't know any Spanish. That was the whole conversation.
That's right.
So they didn't.
Oh, but she's from Texas. So yeah, she just knows like Slim Thug and shit.
Like imagine that, fool. Like they wanted to listen to trap music. And I'm like, bro, I'm drunk. I want to listen to corridos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like they had no clue who Los Hijos de García were.
But as soon as Sexy Red came on there,
so it's like, so I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm like, not knowing like Na Novelita by Aventura.
Aventura, yeah.
Or like Leti, at your house, whenever you kind of treat me like an animal, you're like, do no dance bachata, go ahead.
I treat you like an animal.
like,
I love watching you dance bachata.
And that is true. Leti's the only one that I was like, Duno.
Duno.
Bachata right now?
Because if we're talking about favorites.
That's your favorite, my bachata partner?
Mm-hmm.
I miss her, you know? I talked to her in 2024. Last week. She's cool, man. She's doing amazing. She's a nurse.
Can you tell her I said hi?
Yeah, you want to send her a video real quick? She watches the pod every episode.
Tell her that she's my favorite of the ones I met.
I was trying to, like, please her and be like, hey, you know, we should, you know, let's be serious. She's like, I watch the pod. Fuck you. She's
like,
I watch
the pod. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. All
right. But funny. If she watches the pod, can't you just
stop it?
Talk to the camera?
What's your name?
Alexis.
Okay, go. It's recording?
Yeah.
Alexis, you are our favorite of all of Duno's girls, and we want you to follow him into 2025, please. And dance bachata, please. All these other bitches don't even know who Aventura is. Help.
Perfect.
It's true.
I know this is going to help my case. But yeah, that shit was dope as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that vlog is coming soon. We appreciate everybody that came out. It was really cool. Duno, I'm not going to lie. I've been writing.
Can I hear something?
No, you can't hear anything. Okay, well, I've been writing and I feel like you've been hating.
What the fuck?
I feel like you hate on me.
I haven't talked to you in like 2 weeks.
Boom.
What the fuck?
I've been quiet this whole time. Like, it's cool that you guys went to Vegas. I love that for you guys,
but
I think you intentionally left out someone that could probably outshine you.
What the fuck? Why? Because I haven't invited you to any show? I told you want to do Downey. You're like, no, I'll do the next one. Do you want to do Downey? On the 23rd, you can come down on the 23rd.
Oh, I'll be there.
I'll give you 5 minutes.
Yes. I want to host it.
You want to host it?
Yes.
I already have a host. But
is it your boyfriend?
Yeah, Narciso. Is it your boyfriend? Oh, him and Letty. It's funny when you see that fool like kicking it with me and Vic, and Letty walks in, he's like, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, and Narciso, he's 47. He's older. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like around my mom's age. Mm-hmm. So being around that was is a yeah. whole different vibe.
Like you feel like nurturing.
Yeah, yeah. Cause he's like, cause he'll be Mijo. Like, yeah. yeah, yeah. He calls me Mijo, but then he'll be dancing on the dance floor, like,
yeah,
yeah, like, oh fucking. And it's funny. He was talking to me and Vic. We're chopping it up, and I still don't give a fuck. He lets her know he's gay. Mm-hmm. But like he walks in, he's like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
But you know, they snap from the hair all the way to the shoes.
Yeah.
That means you're doing your shit.
Yeah,
you know
that
saying?
Means it's
like,
all.
Like, okay, the hair, the yeah. bottom, all the feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no,
bro
I would.
Is, bro is fucking hilarious.
I would love for you to come to a 5 minute, if you're serious. Yeah.
You say that like if I'm not the most serious person you've ever met.
You've also
you always
told
tell
me
that I'm also, too serious.
You've also told me like, hey, I'm gonna pull up and then go like, I got busy with the boys. I fell asleep. I can't have you on the list and not put somebody up and you go like, I fell asleep with the boys.
I think that's a lie. I think that hasn't happened as much as you're making it be my narrative.
It happened.
No, for social events and parties and stuff like that. Yes, but if she's working,
so that's why you didn't invite me to your end of the year party.
You know what? I thought I put in the group chat. That was totally my fault. I'll take full responsibility. I also didn't invite my cousins, and I got shit talked to by my mom.
Okay.
And I did.
So now you're going to hear from me because all of that, I'm like, wow, this fool really does have an issue with me.
It was an honest accident. I promise you, it was an honest accident. I take full responsibility.
Honestly, because I felt the way that he
I didn't invite him through text either. I saw him like.
We're doing the promo.
We're doing the promo.
And then he was like,
I'm doing a
party tomorrow. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Why don't you say anything? I already had plans to go to Palm
but
Springs.
But like you told Maximo, I saw all these people there. And
yeah,
I was like, dang.
I said.
Them over me is crazy.
No. It was, I thought I sent it to group chat. Like, I didn't send it to my FMW group chat till day of. Till day of. And I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I take full responsibility. You could all have.
Yeah.
You have all the right reasons to be mad. When I didn't send it to my cousins and I sent it the day of, I was like, oh, fuck, I feel terrible. And then I forgot to send it to some of my closest, the homies, like the actual homies. And I was just getting, it was a long week, super last minute. I'll take full responsibility.
Because again, I'm not going to be a hater about it. I love that you did that. I thought that was so cool. I thought it looked really great.
Thank you.
I was like, hell yeah, like that's nicely done. Why would he not invite me? Does he not fuck with me? And it was like, dang, the last convo we've had was Marty telling me how fucking good I am.
Yeah.
Is this fool jealous?
He tried to leave you in 2024?
He did. Am I the bad energy from 2024?
No, I genuinely forgot. I swear to God, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I forgot to send it to a lot of people in the future. Yeah. Like, it was just, I was like, my fault, fool. I just, and then when I didn't send it to the brown bag one, I thought I did because I was going through, like, the follower. I was going through from newest to oldest. Like, all my followers, I was like, oh, this person. You and Vic are all the way. I didn't send it to him through text. I didn't send it the day we're filming the promo.
Yeah.
Which, we have a live show February 15th. Go get the tickets.
look at the sweat on my man's face.
And I was like, fuck, I didn't send it to people.
I just treated me like Maximo was there.
And then when I saw you, and technically I sent it to ATM Danny. I forgot Maximo. And after you just brought him with him.
What a dick. Little way.
I forgot. I take full responsibility on not inviting.
Yeah.
Present invites.
I think you need more lead time on the parties. That's the thing.
I'm terrible. Because
he planned it that day that I seen him. He was like, pull up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, pull up tomorrow. I was like, when'd you plan this, bro? I was like, because
it was great. It looked
if you
really would have
told me, I would have switched maybe my going out of town plans, but I had already booked my hotel and shit for Palm Springs. So I was like, bruh.
Full responsibility over here.
You know what I'm saying?
This one.
We're calling this episode Full Responsibility. F-O-O-L. Full Responsibility. The news that I told you were the first person I told. That's it. It's crazy that when something big and special happens in my life, I literally, not even Angie, you. It was you.
And then,
like.
Was I not supportive of the news?
Yeah.
Very supportive.
But for that to happen.
Letty, and then Vic told me that in
Vegas, you guys were like, I'm so glad Letty's not here.
That's not true. That's not fucking true. That's bullshit.
That Jordan was telling your girl, oh my God, you're so much more fun when I hung out with Letty. Like,
that's not true.
She was texting my cousin some bullshit that happened. That's what you said.
Listen, that did not happen. We would have had a fucking blast if you and Jorge were there.
If you did karaoke.
We would have got you guys into the hood shit, and then we could have done some classy shit, too.
Yeah.
We're at the Fountain Blue, too.
Whatever
owner.
Oh, I
got what you're saying.
Yeah, the Fountain Blue. That was crazy. I saw the price. I was like, Vic, you can have that one. I'm going to wait to the Strat. Yeah.
Strat was a vibe, too, though.
The Strat was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But and your big news, I was very supportive. What'd I tell you? I was like, whatever you need, I got you. But for the comedy show, I would really love for you to come out.
Yeah.
Because it'll be.
What date is it? Because depending on my big news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
February the 23rd. It's all.
Oh, okay.
No, not February.
Oh, no, January. Sorry. January.
Oh, yeah, good.
I think it is. Is it a Thursday or a Wednesday?
I don't know.
It's Haley guy. She's the one that doing her photo shoot. Everybody was like, who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Is this sexist?
No.
Okay, can we talk about Valentine's?
Yes, Valentine's.
I'm so fucking excited about this shit.
February 15th, which is a Saturday?
Yes.
It's Saturday. Yeah, February 15th.
I don't know if it's Saturday.
It is.
Is it Saturday?
Valentine's Day weekend. That Friday is Valentine's Day. The live show is the 15th. And then. No, yeah.
Ooh,
it's Saturday.
Hold on.
Okay, everybody. All right, rewind because we got fucked up. All right. 3, 2, 1. Valentine's!
Brownback Valentine's!
And we didn't spell it wrong. We just spelled the paisa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We're going to have a great time. February 15th. Valentine's.
Yes.
You feel me? With the Brownback at the Novo. Go get your tickets. They will be live on Friday, January 10th.
Yes.
At 10 a.m. But if you are on our broadcast channel on Instagram, you might get a little earlier with maybe a little discount. So save you some a little money. But yeah, man,
and
we're gonna have a great time.
It's free to get in that chat, by the way. Just
yeah, it's super
it
free
on
to get
Instagram.
In that chat. Just join the chat. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys about that weekend specifically. So there's a couple weekends of this year that turn into like big 4-day weekends. So if you were thinking of like, can some people fly out? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is a great weekend. So on Friday is Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah. Which...
Then you got Saturday, Sunday. On Monday's President's Day.
Yeah.
So if you were to get Friday off, you have a 4-day weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you're making low key like a holiday weekend for yourself, which is tight.
So this year was kind of based around that?
No, there's different weeks of this year.
You gotta get the little hacks.
Get sick on the 13th, and literally you're gonna have a fucking 4-day weekend because President's Day is a holiday. On that Monday.
Exactly.
In Los Angeles, which is a great time in February. The weather's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come have a great time, man. It's like one of the shows where we're kind of like super close. Usually we have like 2-3 months ahead, but we're super excited. It's going to be a great
and
show.
Usually we do this on Christmas, and we've had that theme for a few years, but now it's going to be Valentine's themed, and we haven't had that type of a show.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a live show, it's a love show.
I love that. A lot of people are like already like, yo, I need to find my partner here, or who wants to be my date? All that shit. I love that shit because it's like either now you're like pressed to like, all right, I need to like meet a girl and I like send her this video, like the promo, you know, that you did, like that type of shit. Like, yo, you want to come to Brownback Valentine's with me? Or it's like meet your person there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we'll probably have some singles come up on stage and kiss.
Yeah. Shout out to the girl in the video.
Yeah, man. Shout out the homegirl. She's actually I met her at a comedy show. She's super dope. And then I was just like, hey, we're doing this video. And she was like, hell yeah.
Okay, what? Hold on.
She's a nice girl. Thank you for coming.
Well, was she at a meet and greet or?
I don't know.
How did you meet her at a comedy show?
Did
you're on stage.
Greet your meet?
No, I hired her.
Hi, Danny.
You hired her?
I hired her to be part of the skit.
No, I know. But how did you meet her?
Oh, at a comedy show.
I know. How?
Oh, at the meet and greet. At the meet and greet. No.
So you met her at the meet and greet?
Yeah, and I was like, hey. And then she was cool. And then I invited her. I was like, hey, would you love to do the skit?
Through DM?
Through DM, yeah.
Because we met hella people on the comedy show.
My meet and greets.
Okay.
At my comedy shows.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
She's cute. I like her a lot.
No cap, if I ever do a crime, I'm snitching. I was studying my words right there. That was terrible. Yeah, man, she's really pretty. And we're kind of going for like a certain aesthetic a little bit. Shout out Vicky, found the location. It was dope.
Yeah. Really nice. Shout out Underground Studios LA.
Underground Studios LA.
Shout out my boy.
Shout out Josh Flo, the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Josh Flo did a great job.
And we put it together. We talked about it a couple days before. Like, this is how we kind of wanted this to film. So I'm glad it came out dope. I'm glad you guys liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I got the
direction mode. Yeah. You know, maybe scoot over a little bit.
That's
do this.
Cute.
And I was like, wow,
fun.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah. I also got a bruise still from that spot because I cracked myself really bad.
Why? The way you were laying down?
No, the fucking.
I told him to hump the bed.
Oh.
No, no. There was a table and I fucking. And I fucking hit my. Like, I was just walking fast because we're trying to get it done there. Piche putazo a la verga. So I got a putazo for you guys. So yeah, but it was dope.
It was good. I really liked it.
And then shout out Hey Ruka for our flyer.
Yes. Man, that shit is so
Cecilia,
fucking
you
dope.
Are the shit. I believe she's from the Bay.
She's from She's from Howe Park in Sacramento.
Where Toronto is from.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Sac.
Yeah.
And she is an incredible artist. She, if you've gone to our live show, she's done the background a lot that moves when we're talking.
Yeah.
She's just always.
I want her to be my date to the show.
Ask her for
Should I ask her? Should I just send her and be like, what do you think about this?
Yeah. She just like, got her shit in Zoomies.
Yeah.
She's the shit.
And I've talked to her before because she's dope. I wanted to get a design done. Mm-hmm. She had a collab with the San Francisco Giants.
Let's go.
She's not enough to send
well
you
deserved,
some.
Well and deserved. Well deserved.
Would you wear that?
No.
We don't like the team necessarily because we got your fans, but we do like that you got
yes,
that look.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And me and her fall in love with each other.
Would you wear her San Francisco Giants collab?
Fuck no. But if she collabs with the Dodgers, then we are there, baby. I'll get it tatted on me.
Sorry, Cecilia. I try to keep this from you.
No, she's
amazing.
I
didn't tell
her. No,
she's
amazing,
though. You got
the hots
for her.
She's fucking
dope. You literally
dope.
Have the hots for the girl that did the graphic. The hots for the girl that did the promo video.
He's going to have a
stress. We just sent a video to another girl you had the hots for. And then we were talking about the girl you were with in New Year's. But you said you're calming down?
This one has the hots.
He's got the fucking red hots.
This was in heat.
Yeah, red hot chili pepper right here.
This was in heat for Valentine's.
Shit. Somebody come, fuck, somebody better come neuter me.
What?
I don't know. What that
means? Dogs right when they're in the heat. Shake the balls off. Come take these balls
take
off.
The balls.
What do you mean?
No.
Come take these balls
don't
off.
Don't take your balls off, please. I want a little Danny in the future. Like, I want you to have a little Danny.
You
not your little Danny.
It's windy. It's really fucking windy outside.
Yeah,
it's
right now,
scary as fuck.
As we're filming this, there might be a fire somewhere. Oh, but go get your tickets.
Go
on
get
Friday.
Your tickets, AXS.com.
Press, the link will be in our description. Here, we'll add it. The link will be in our Instagram description, and it will be on all of our stories and pages.
Get
please.
Your tickets fucking fast, because they're going to sell
please
out.
Go get your fucking tickets.
Yes. And big up, Hey Ruka. I love the artwork that you did. I think all in all, the theme clearly is that love that we all knew, grew up on. You have that phone on your folder. Mm-hmm. Like
that oldies type of love. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Brenton Wood.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Brenton Wood,
that
man.
Type of shit.
R.I.P. You know what? I remember the first time I heard, because usually I only heard him on like people's stereos. And like people would bump him.
Yeah.
But the first time I heard him on the radio was the dude that used to do, what was his name? Art LeBeau.
Art LeBeau.
I remember my homie's dad was a super, super duper Chicano.
Yeah.
And I was in his car one day, and he's like, mijo, I know you don't got a dad, but if you ever need something, mijo, I'm here. And then.
When they would say that, where you're like, I do have a dad.
No, at the moment I didn't. He had already left.
You
and,
did have a dad.
And he was bumping Art LeBeau, and I was like, all right. And then, ooga, boogum, boogum, yeah, man. So R.P. Bretton Woods. And, man, we're going to have a great show February 15th. Bring your lover.
Yes.
Bring your side. February 15th is usually for the side chick anyways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually National Side Chick Day.
No.
But not this year. Not this year.
No.
This year it could be. If
it's
you have a
for
side.
Your Valentine. It's your Valentine Day.
Yeah.
14 is Valentine's. 15, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Like
the one
valen
that
los tiempos con ella. Valen los times con ella.
Bars.
Bars.
You're far.
He was hating on my.
I'm not hating on it.
I don't know. It's like if I add all the evidence, it feels like you're
if one party, you're like, oh, fuck this food. But you should come to
Valentine's is going to be great. We're going to have a great time. Get your tickets this Friday.
Please.
When it drops.
It's going to be fucking dope. I'm excited. The Novo on the Day of Amor.
Yeah. Oh, Frankie J commented on the promo.
Shout out Frankie J.
Also in the comments, tell us who you want to see perform. I'm rooting for Frankie J.
I would love
that
for Frankie J
so
to
fire.
Come.
That you have to hit the DMs.
Yeah.
Vic already hit the DMs.
No, you have to do it.
Yeah.
He commented on your post.
Yeah.
Oh, because I know. Like, yeah. I didn't even see that comment. Should I DM him now? Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Start the other conversation.
Comment.
Yeah.
Start the next conversation. I got this.
Tell him that you have a song you want him to sing on, and then when he comes, like, hey, spread.
Spread. Man. That, if the studio session is in at the Novo.
To LA Live?
Yeah,
cool.
Like, yeah,
I booked it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I booked it out just for us.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, but it's very windy. There's a wind advisory. all until Thursday evening out here in the Los Angeles area. And I know for all the other parts of the country, a lot of times when they think of LA, they're like, fucking bunch of bitches. Like, they're like, they can't handle the rain. They can't handle, like, any crazy storm. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are a bunch of fucking bitches when it comes to fucking rain and storm. But also, these winds are fucking crazy. They're telling us on the news they're fucking life-threatening. They're destructive. It's been the first day, and I guess they're not even as bad right now as they're going to be.
Yeah.
Already, the streets look crazy. Already, there's a fucking fire in Pacific Palisades. Like, this shit is getting bad real fast.
Yeah, you showed me that video from Pasadena, looked like a dust storm.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm afraid to go
and
home.
These are just the early hours of it. They say it's gonna get crazy later on in the evening. It's gonna be the winds that howl. It's gonna, yeah, even out here we're on the eighth floor.
Yeah,
and the windows are shaking.
The whole, like, shit is shaking.
It's crazy.
I have a little like tent set up on my patio, mm-hmm, and I'm very, very deeply concerned that it won't be there when I get home.
Yeah, your tent's gone, brother.
I feel like it's in the neighbor's yard now.
That's what I'm saying. And if I told them, I'm like, you already have a house now. You have like a house vibes now. Like, bro, grow up. You gotta get a Ring camera to see where everything's going.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I know. But what can I do? Just yell at the stay right there.
No, I need
you prepared right now. You're gonna pull up home and you're gonna be like,
what happened?
Yeah,
it's also a good video to post.
True.
Go viral. Yeah. Monetize.
Ring cameras go viral, huh? Yeah.
All the time.
Like, you know, you don't need high quality videos.
Yeah.
These things are bad, you guys.
That shit looks crazy. I wonder what cost it. I've always been paranoid about starting a fire.
Yeah, that Pacific Palisades is going crazy, and the wind's just gusting it everywhere.
Shit.
I hung out in views a lot, like in around.
Oh, Riverside got one too.
Oh.
That one goes
save the cows.
Fucking assholes, man.
I've always thought about, like, whenever I hung out in views a lot, like around like Echo Park, which, mm-hmm, is like Griffith and shit, and I was just like smoking or either like or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just threw one. I always make sure I stomped it extra super duper hard because I don't want to be the reason a fire starts.
Yeah.
Because what actually happens if it's an actual accident? Let's just say it's an actual accident.
You still get charged with like arson.
I know, but do I go to jail?
Yes, bro. Depending on like the size of the fire, especially, like, they're gonna always want to pin it to somebody.
You're stupid, duh.
No, but what if it, okay, hypothetically speaking,
okay,
I just happen to throw, like, let's say I'm smoking a frajo down the fucking 405 freeway, smoking a seca fajito, you know, Newport Menthol, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Going crazy. And then I'm about to get off the freeway, mm-hmm, to the nearest exit. I ash it a little bit, and then I start thinking about cancer it's about to give me.
Yeah.
Never mind, I'm going to just throw this bitch out the window. I throw it out to where the bricks at, where cars can pull over, if they're getting pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
But the wind picks it up, and then it lands on grass, and now there's a fire.
Yeah.
I still get blamed for that?
Yes,
you're responsible.
You literally have a car, and most cars come equipped with a little ashtray section, and then you could put it there.
Yeah.
They can track you back with that, too. Yeah, and your DNA's on there.
They can track me back with the ash? Really?
Yeah, don't do it. Also, don't smoke cigarettes.
I've also caused a lot of fires people don't know about.
So stupid.
That all is right. Crazy.
Yeah, but that wind is crazy. Have you guys had when you were little when the wind howls? It's going to do that.
Yeah.
That was really scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you explain it to your kids? Like,
I don't know. It's going to be our first time. They say in 2011 was the last time the winds were this bad, so... Even if we've had windy conditions before, when you're driving and that shit pushes you or moves you.
That's happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Damn, strong-ass winds.
Strong-ass winds. Strong-ass fucking wings. What if I had wings that could just fly right now?
No.
That's going to be crazy, man. And Mexicans are winning this year. And so are the winds, obviously. Rolling Loud, they just set out their lineup.
I'm like, where are you going?
Where are you going?
I don't know, I was confused right there. The lineup of Rolling Loud came out, and there's a bunch of Mexicans on the lineup.
Yes, seven.
Peso,
King Lil G,
Pluma.
Yeah.
King Lil G,
Devour,
Lefty. And
La Santa Más.
Oh, Danny Towers,
and Danny Towers.
Wow.
And Drex the Joint.
Drex the Joint. From the OC's taking the finally. Yeah.
Shout out Anaheim.
Shout out. He's from Anaheim. He's from Anaheim.
Yep.
No, he's from Anaheim.
Yeah, Anaheim.
Are we fighting? Let's find out.
No.
When
he first came out, I could have swore he was from Santa Ana, but he says, I'm pretty sure he says Anaheim.
Yeah, he's from Anaheim.
Let's find out.
Orange County. Woo!
That's how they'll see, man. That's a dope lineup, man.
Yeah.
2 days. And then you guys are most likely going to be there, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of there every year. That's dope, man.
You too. You be hosting the shit.
I'm working this year. Oh, I got this shit. But that's dope, man. I'm excited for all the Latinos winning this year, man. Keep winning, y'all.
Hell yeah.
It's a good way to start the year. Oh, peso.
Yeah. Did we say peso? Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's dope, man. The Kendrick effect is putting in work.
Yeah.
Peso has a song like I think he's working on doing more Spanish type records because he had something written down and he like played it like he rapped it for us.
And did he like it?
I liked it. I was like, hell yeah.
You were like on Peso. The vibes.
Yeah. But he's just looking for like the right person to do the song with.
He has so much music, so much different.
He's
type
a fucking
of music.
Workhorse.
Yeah.
He's always like a little working. Work. Let's say like Bambi because he's short. Like a little work Bambi. He's a little cute little guy. Just working really hard. I'm proud of him, man.
He is. Just like out of jail, work, you know. He's like a little work pony.
Yeah, like a little work pony. Like he's just going
my
hella fast.
Pony.
Just, he's like always in the studio and hella emotional on his stories, and I'm happy for him.
He is. Is he like you? He's like you.
When I'm drunk.
No, you're always like this on Twitter. Let's go to Duno's tweets recently.
I haven't tweeted anything in a while.
Okay.
His Instagram stories. Said, if you've never been to a comedy show, then fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm taking notes,
you
bitch.
I was sober doing that.
I know, that's why.
I took notes.
I'm just trying to love on a bitch and watch Harry Potter movies, but y'all some hoes. Good night. That's something that Peso would say.
Yeah, that is. Peso wrote that for me. I wrote it for him for a next song.
Is that
wow?
That makes you feel away though when like people don't
Brown
show up
Bag
to the comedy?
Pod, it's all me. That's crazy.
Wait, no, I don't want to say that at all. It's just Brown Bag Pod is all me.
Yes. Cheeseman with Duno, Brown Bag Pod for Community World is all me.
It's all me.
You hate skinny dudes?
I'm part of all three of those. It's all me, baby.
Dumb bitches
oh, my mom's calling me.
Skinny boyfriend.
Hello.
Hello, ¿qué pasa, mija?
Ma, ¿tú rompiste, tú cortaste, comiste una rosca este año?
I told you. Le dije, señora, que usted quizás le cortó una para él porque él no fue ayer.
Sí, le corté un pedacito. I told
you.
Le toqué cuando llegué y no estaba.
Oh.
You see, we're home. She
¿Le tocó
cares.
El bebé a Danny?
Sí.
Bueno. No me tocó el bebé.
You don't know.
Who touched you?
First of all, you...
You got the baby.
I'm finna order from LA Plugger. 50% off. Okay, bye. I love you.
Feliz año nuevo.
Feliz año nuevo.
She's so cute.
Okay, bye.
I love her. Another Duno tweets. Good night to all the dumb bitches that cuddled up right now with their skinny BF. I know you cold. To all the one with big
That's
boys,
bars.
Good night, baby girls. I know you warm. LOL.
For 2024 tweets. Don't
hey,
count.
I know we haven't talked in a while, but this this election has me thinking about when I choose the other bitch over you,
yeah.
When you was clearly the right candidate for my heart. But anyways, hope you're doing
that.
Good, and tell your mom I said hi. Good morning to all the baddies with no dad. I'll be your daddy.
This is my alter ego.
No, this is your ego.
It's going to be a great year, man. I'm excited for this year.
Yeah.
Good night to all the single bitches. I love you. To you taking bitches, I hope you have a nightmare.
I told that to you, too.
Why are you stealing shit?
Because I follow a Pisces page on Twitter.
A Pisces page.
And they just be retweeting shit they be doing. That should be fun. All right.
Well, Duno said he's calming down this year. What's a calm down tweet that you could post right now? That's nice.
Good afternoon to everybody. Make sure you guys drive safe. Be careful with these winds.
Yes,
ooh,
do
that's
it,
good.
Do it.
It's very grown.
But
very
unless grown. You cheated, bitch, you can suck your dick
fire. you could get blown away like you blew him away. Yeah. What?
Twitter's porn, man. That's just.
Oh, that was a.
Not for me.
What is yours?
Let's see.
Rap history from 1991.
You're an idiot.
Rob Markman.
Don't be mean about Rob.
I love
He's
Rob.
Amazing. No, right now it's all the wind.
It's all the fire shit. It's because you follow like KTLA 5, huh?
Yeah, because I'm an adult.
Adults can be horny.
We have to react to this, okay, you guys? I guess this is new information.
Okay.
First, I have to ask both of you, do you like tacos de tripa?
Yes.
No.
Yes, no. Remember that they said yes and no.
¿Tacos de tripa te gusta que te estimulen la próstata?
¿Qué?
No lo digo yo, lo dice un estudio realizado por la Universidad Autónoma de Buenos Aires.
¿Y qué dice?
El estudio indica que el gusto por el taco de tripa está relacionado directamente, psicológicamente, con el gusto por el beso negro.
¡Wow!
Let's fucking go! Rim Duno up, baby girl!
Damn, I thought Vic was getting his ass in.
No, it was you. It's you.
If
it's Duno.
So for those that are no sabos and don't know Spanish, what they're saying is that if you like tacos de tripa, that means you like getting your butthole licked.
Yes.
Or kissed.
According to a university study,
in
somehow,
Mexico,
see,
in
Argentina.
Look at how happy Jose is right now.
Six is like, I've never had tripa, but I like this.
Yeah. Are you tacos de tripón over there? Yeah? Yep.
Tacos de tripón are good.
Is every time Six kisses somebody el beso negro?
No. That was great. All right, you guys, happy 2025. Happy 25.
Do you know what that means? No, but like what
power?
They're saying it means.
It means you eat ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, literally,
so that's like a black kiss.
So in Spanish,
they call it el beso negro.
Eating ass?
No, el beso negro,
yes,
which is like,
ass,
yeah, it's like
negro.
A, your butthole. It's like dark.
Shit.
So he said, every time they kiss you, it's el beso negro, because you're black.
So what would you call getting a kiss from a black person?
El beso negro.
See?
No.
Happy 2025, you guys. We love you guys.
Tacos de tripa to everybody.
Tacos de tripa all
come
year.
Come to our live show, Valentine's.
I guess,
beso negros for everybody.
Six is like, I'm not a kiss. All the Latinas. Six is like, are you getting todos los fucking besos brown?
We got to bring Six
Caquita
on stage.
Caquita brown.
We got to find
Six Love.
Six Love.
We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Yes.
Welcome to a whole new year, Brown Bag. It's year number 3, 4?
No, I think we might be have a 4-year-old, yeah.
4-year-old, yeah. Oh, man.
I think
we'll see
we
you
might have
pretty
a
soon, baby.
Yes.
4-year-old.
And buy your tickets, a Brown Bag Valentine's.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Yes.
February.
10 a.m. Pacific time.
Let's
February
get it, baby.
15.
Wow.